and welcome to episode 114 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics, chronologically, kind of. Was I rusty there?
Still a little rusty, but it was better.
You're going to have to work on it.
Yeah, you need more practice.
Yeah. Like, maybe you should stand in front of a mirror and say, you know, say it over and over again. Watch your mouth, like, keep, you know, you got to enunciate.
Uh-huh. How many times have you done this intro?
I don't know, three? Four? Maybe? It wasn't even this intro, it was the other.
Four. Like, four times?
Yeah, and every time I do it, we get emails saying it was way better when I
did. Yeah, you should do the intro, they said.
Yeah. How come we always get to hear TJ's crappy intro when you guys do it so much better than he does?
Do you want to do the intro?
No, I heard Uncle Chris does TJ's job.
That's what he gets paid for.
That's what I thought. You don't want to do the intro, considering I've done it 106 times now, not counting all the other episodes that I also done.
You hear a lot of whining.
I know. Why don't you just do it once and leave out the number, and then you can just edit the number in later?
Because that's actually more work.
Yeah, it probably would be.
Anyway. So today, we are covering the second Batman story of the October-November issue of Batman number 25, because we changed the format on this, and that's the last time I'm going to explain it. So, today, we are covering The Shulk of Gotham. It was written by Alvin Schwartz, penciled by Jack Burnley, inked by Jerry Robinson, lettered by George Russo.
Can you tell me what you just said again? The what of Gotham?
The Shulk.
It's a chic.
It's a chic.
Well, if you look at what I see, it says the Shulk. There's no.
It does look like an L, but it is definitely the chic.
It's definitely
it's a
chic.
Capital I. Everything's capital on the.
I was like, what is he reading? What did he just say? I didn't even.
I mean,
what
I was looking up chic jokes. I hope it's not a Shulk.
It's chic.
Well, it's the Shulk of Gotham. Anyway, those are the credits. this is the second story, and like I said, in the October-November Batman number 25 issue. We already covered the cover of this in the first story last week, so we're just going to jump right into the non-canon splash page, where Uncle Chris is going to be covering this one. Go for it.
Why? I just have a question first. Why every time they have a chic in something is the magic carpet thing show up? Like anytime they have a chic, was that a huge thing?
Yes, it was. It's like the only major fairy tale thing that comes from them. Like a thousand and one. If you ever read 1001 Arabian Nights, that's where that comes from. Like that.
Is that what? It's crazy.
It's like the equivalent of Little Red Riding Hood over here. Or something like that.
That's a bad example. Nobody's flying around in a Little Red Riding Hood.
No, what I mean is that story. You know what
I mean? Know that.
Yeah, I know that. I was just being a jerk. Anyway, so we got a full black cover, just dark black cover. Batman symbol. Even the Batman symbol's not all blue. It's mostly black with blue highlights. And then it says Batman in red, Robin in yellow. And Batman and Robin are on a magic carpet chasing a sheik, and he's got a sword, and he's getting ready to chop Robin's arms off. And then we got the bottom, we got the, you know, four paragraphs of words at the bottom of the splash page. And up in the left corner, we got Bob Kane, of course.
The paragraph of words is written in sand.
It is written in sand. I didn't even notice that. But then what is that? A beach blanket on the end of the sand? The blue thing?
No, it's desert. It's all desert.
So what's the blue? Is that an oasis?
No, it's just desert. They just decided they wanted to draw sand different colors.
Okay.
Or because it's nighttime, that's the moonlight reflecting off.
Then what's the pink? What are we on, Mars?
No, that's, but that's the sunset.
Oh, that's from the other side. So, like, we're right in the middle of the moon and sunset at the same time?
Yeah, that's the sunset and all at the horizon. That's the moonlight. And this is just because you're up close to it, you can see the yellow sand.
Ah, I got you.
Don't make me come up with excuses for these people.
I was going to say, you are literally just, you're making up full excuses for the shitty drawing that is on this splash page.
Yeah, for this lackluster art that's coming up here. But if you really want me to.
I do like the motion lines they got on that cover, though. Like, that looks like everybody's moving.
I don't think that's motion lines. I just think they forgot to put black there.
It's just scribbles that they didn't color in.
Yeah. No, and I don't actually think it is motion line. I think it's the wind blowing. Because
from the moving so fast. Well, that's motion line still,
right?
I mean, I guess, but it doesn't really make sense what Robin.
Yeah.
No, because it's going down, like up and down.
Sand falling off everything.
Yeah, so it's just like the wind's blowing sand, essentially.
So as we move on, you're going to get to the next page, and there's a whole nother paragraph.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we open up with the narrator talking again, and this is... Spoilers, we're in the future right now. I don't know how far in the future, but we're in the future. And this old man is talking to these kids, and he's going to tell them a story of how... Actually, no, we're not...
No, I don't think it's the future.
No, it is, but it's not...
It is and it isn't. It's like, it's not the very distant future.
Yeah, it's like only a few days, apparently.
Right.
Not many moons ago, yeah.
Yeah, it's only a few days or so that I remembered from 2 months ago. Anyway, so he decides to tell them how they got their sheik. I think that's what they're called. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, in some Middle Eastern country, because it says tribesmen, some guy runs into a tent. Wait a minute. Do they not have buildings in the Middle East?
Maybe not in the 40s.
I mean, I'll be honest, from the things that I know of the Middle East, like, from what I've heard and what I see is, yeah, they have buildings, but there's a lot of outlying areas that are not, like, built up the way we are.
I don't think they're out there building in the deep desert where there's no water and things like that. They're probably just living in tents.
No.
Right?
There's a lot of tent cities, things like that. Again, I've never been, so I can only go off the things that I've heard and read.
Yeah.
And there are full cities there, but
right, we're American explaining right now.
Yes, we are definitely American explaining. So, yes,
okay, it's just like this is an American comic book writing about Middle Eastern culture.
True. So this is probably what they thought, too, because they didn't have the internet back then.
But, like, just thinking about it, if this is only taking place... If this is technically taking place in present-day culture as far as 40s goes, in 1944.
Yeah.
I don't think they would be living in tents in the Middle East. It just doesn't seem...
Well, no, I'm telling you, if you look in the background of that first picture, there is a city back there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a city, but
that's a palace.
Right, and there are buildings like that. Yeah. But I'm telling you, from what things that I've read and things that I've seen, there's like these tent cities that are outside because the wealthy live in your bigger cities, but you have smaller tribes who are in...
There's tent cities right now in Palestine, I know. But, like, it's just the way this is... This guy is supposed to be, like, the leader of this group. He's supposed to be, like, the rich guy, the guy in charge of everything, and he's living in a tent.
See, you're saying rich, and that's the difference. The difference in this is that he's the leader of their tribe, and this tribe is on the outskirts of a city. So, like, even though he's the leader of this, he may be rich to his underlings there, but he is not rich in any sense outside of that.
They make him seem like he's a warlord in charge of this this very important band of things, so much so that he's got influence and he can send his people over to America to assassinate this guy.
I mean, it takes a group of three guys.
Yeah, to get on a plane to America, if he's not rich, then he's got to have some means. He's just not living in the middle of the desert. He's got money somehow.
I think you got it all wrong.
I think
you're generalizing.
I think they're stereotyping. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Every movie I've ever seen where they show Middle East, it's either the big palace or it's tents. And from, like, the old times, like the 40s and 50s and things like that. Everything I've ever seen is tents.
I'm just saying they're not... They don't live in the middle of the desert, go riding camels and living in tents.
Well, they have to establish that they're from the Middle East. Guess what? When he comes to America, he drives a taxi cab, too. So get used to it, the stereotypes.
I'm telling you right now that it's actually more realistic than you think. Now, the taxi cab stereotype, that's a totally different thing. I will give you that. That there is a stereotype because I've gotten in taxis and I've actually never had anybody of Middle Eastern descent driving a taxi. But whenever you read anything, like especially from this time, that is who drives taxis. So
anyway, that was history in us with comics in us.
Yes.
And it's all exactly right, too, everything we say. So just don't look it up or anything.
Okay. So here's my next thing. This guy comes in with a newspaper, and It's the Evening News saying taxicab licenses were issued by the Gotham City Bureau of Licensing yesterday to the following four men. One. Why is this front page news?
Okay, and two, like, are they reading every newspaper from every country, every state, every
city? That was another thing. Three, why is it in English?
Right, it's in English. Well, it's the news. It's the Gotham City newspaper.
Why are they speaking in English, first of all? But that's a whole different thing. They're in a different country, wouldn't be able to in read the Middle it. East. They're reading English. And why is the news printing that that's a private citizen that just blasted that just got caught? Does he want people to know he's got a driver's license and stuff? Because no, apparently it just caused him to get assassinated.
It's weird, dude. If you read old newspapers and stuff, they announced all kinds of stuff like that. Like, you wouldn't pick up a newspaper right now in 2023 and see who got married in your neighborhood. But
no, but people did.
Even
but
go
people
back 20 years ago,
yeah,
people announced everything in the newspaper, like your driver's license, this kid graduated high school, college, like. People did that a lot back then, so I just think that it was a little bit of a different time. Now, why it's in English and all the way over there, I can't explain that part.
It's just a little. Even announcing thing, this is like a business, like giving licenses. Like, this is almost like the DMV saying, "Here's your taxi cab license." Why would they put that in a newspaper? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to me. And like I said, why are they plastering, like, these people? It's almost like, do these people want their name in the paper saying they got a taxicab license? Like, it seems like a privacy issue to me, is all I'm saying.
I mean, yeah, from your view now, yes. But back then, there's a chance that they did that.
But even back then, you just announced that this is where I work now?
Yeah, because this guy clearly
did not give them permission to do this.
He definitely did not want them to do that. And why is he using his regular name? You think he would have changed his name?
I don't know if he knows that he's necessarily being looked for.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I was a little bit confused on it in the story.
I don't know. We're harping on this too much. It doesn't matter.
I kind of gave up.
This is a MacGuffin, essentially, to get these guys for this story. Because now they're going to America to get this guy. Because why?
Because Batman's got to get involved. That's why.
Because, seriously, they're afraid that this guy's going to come back and take over because he's the heir to the throne or whatever garbage that they're saying here. But he's an American driving a taxi. He clearly has no plans on coming back.
Well, don't worry, because wait till you see how Batman gets involved.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if you're looking for more convoluted, we can do this on every panel if you want to. This could be a 3-hour-long podcast that you're trying to avoid, because we can do it on every panel.
No, but I have to complain about it in the beginning so it establishes the convoluted of the story. Yeah. That way, when the other convoluted things is, I can just say, oh, look, that's convoluted too, and we can just move on. You have to establish things in order to get it out of the way. Anyway. So we cut over to America after the narrator says something about moons and nuts stuff you don't really need to know. Anyway, over in America, there's a taxi, and this guy runs up to the taxi and gets in the taxi. But, oh, the cop runs.
It's a cop,
Yeah, the cop runs. That uniform looks just like every other standard uniform. They really need something to differentiate them. And anyway, the Batmobile is chasing the cop, chasing the robbers, and the cop's in the taxi, and they surround. And surround the gangsters, who get out and start shooting at them. But Batman uses the taxi cab to... they shoot the taxi driver, right?
They don't shoot him. He gets out to help, and my page won't load.
No, but
I thought they did shoot him.
Yeah, they shot
him. Did they shoot him? Oh, they did?
Yeah, but the bullet only grazes his head.
Yeah, so they shoot him, and then Batman uses the door of the taxi to knock the guy down, and then Robin jumps on the other guy's back, and then Batman... looks like it. See, this is what I mean. The cop's dressed in purple up here, but down here he's in blue, and it looks like the robber is in the cop's uniform from earlier.
It's different lighting. That's all.
No, it's inconsistent drawing, and it's confusing. And if you're going to draw something, at least follow what you were doing from panel to panel.
Maybe, you know, it's hard to get certain colors, and when they start and they don't have that color anymore, they got to just keep going and color it a different color.
Anyway, Batman punches the guy, and they're knocked out, and the day is saved, and that's the end of this.
The end.
But no, Batman's got to get the taxi driver to the hospital. So, but he's like, I got to get my cab back and, you know, make sure the company garage and send it a report and stuff. And Batman's like, no, I'll do that. Robin, drive this injured guy to the hospital, 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, well, he's been driving that car for years now, so.
Yeah, now he's left him in charge with a wounded man.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, the cop's not going to do anything. I guess the cop's just going to arrest the guys. I don't know why they don't have the cop take the guy to the hospital, and because that's his job. Anyway, Batman gets in the cab, and some guy calls for a cab, and he's driving a cab, so I guess Batman was going to be a cab driver now.
Because Batman said, he actually mentions that leaving him out there would be like killing him, like murder. It would be murder to let him stand out here in the rain because it's raining. So if Batman goes past him, he would just be like killing him because he didn't pick him up in the rain.
Meanwhile, there's a guy in the background with an umbrella. He's not going to die.
Well, I mean, apparently Batman thought he would.
He needed another reason to pick the guy up.
Sure.
Oh, is that what
Since
it was?
Since he's not a taxi driver.
Right. But he is now because he's going to get ready to change his uniform right there while he's driving up to the guy. So
yeah, he's Batman. So he stops and he sees him do something. What is that in the mirror?
He watches the guy leave his wallet on the purposely leave his wallet on the seat.
Oh yeah. Wow! Okay, so the ride's only three panels. Okay, that's confusing.
Yeah, no, the ride's only three panels, and during that ride, Batman realizes that he's purposely putting his wallet on the seat.
So here's what actually happens: the guy gets in the cab and tells him to take him to the closest subway. So it is a short ride anyway. They established that right away.
Right.
They also established that the guy is purposely going out of his way to make sure that the driver sees him leave the wallet on the seat.
No, I think he was trying to set it up so that the driver brings it to him. I don't think he knew that they was leaving it on the seat, did he?
Yeah, Batman saw it.
I know Batman saw it. I didn't think the guy did it on purpose for Batman to see it, though.
Yeah, the guy purposely does it. He goes out of his way to make sure that he leaves it on the seat so that it's the whole reason to get the cab driver to bring it to him. He knows this cab driver's going to try to return the wallet.
Yeah, but that's going on a lot of faith that he's gonna that the cab driver does not just take his wallet and steal his money and just throw the cab wallet out the side of the cab.
Well, he thinks that he's the honorable sheik that he's looking for. And knowing that guy's character is he's going to return it.
The key word is thinks.
Yeah, I mean, he's just saying he knows the guy's character. Yeah, whether he's right or wrong, no.
He thinks that, and it's not even him. It's somebody completely different. It's not even... Bruce Wayne doesn't even have the same skin color.
And in this comic, they all have the same skin color.
Well,
they mentioned that he hasn't seen him in 10 years, so he don't recognize him.
Right, this is a stupid, stupid plan.
But we already know you don't like the story. It's okay. You can run through it. It's fine.
So the plot's got a plot. So Bruce takes a while and goes to deliver it, the thing. And he goes in and, oh no, what a surprise. It's a trap. And they knock out Bruce for the 77th time.
That's it?
77 times.
I'm sure he's got like brain damage and stuff, right? He's got to.
The thing is, he's not knocked out.
He is, though.
But he's not.
He's not knocked out.
They knock him out and tie him to the chair.
I thought he pretended to be knocked out. Maybe he does get knocked out, then they tie him up.
And he wakes up.
Because it says the Batman senses revive.
I'll give you the knockout. You wanted that bad, you can have the knockout.
No, I wrote it down, that means it happened.
Is that how it works? If you write it, it happens, and that's it.
And I wrote it 2 months ago, so there hasn't been a reason for it. Anyway, so apparently they're speaking Arabic, and
Bruce speaks Arabic.
Well, of course, Bruce speaks everything. But it's just breaking my brain a little bit here because, like,
what's the matter? What's going on?
Like, nowadays, when someone speaks a different language, they note that in the comic. They, like, write it in a different, like, color or italics and say, they're speaking in this. And they really need that here because it does seem like they're just speaking English. And now they're saying they're speaking Arabic, but they're saying the same thing as Bruce is saying, and the same thing. It's all in English. You know what I'm saying?
They could have at least wrote it in a different font to make it seem like, yeah, I got you.
It's just, it's lazy. It feels lazy. It's all I'm saying. Anyway, I don't know. There's a lot of talking and narration going on here for something that doesn't even matter. Because it essentially comes down to they're talking about their plan. And I don't know why they just don't kill him right now. if this, they think he's who he is, and but it, they managed to set a whole plan enough so that Robin can hear it over the radio again.
So the reason they don't kill him, they're waiting for him to wake up so they can find out who else knows that he's the real king, so that they can kill those people too, because that way nobody can go back and tell anybody what happened.
What difference does it make?
I'm not arguing that. I'm not arguing that point. I'm just telling you what they wrote
what
there.
The story is.
Yeah. That's why I just brushed over it, because it's stupid.
Yeah, but I'm just letting you know that that's what the whole reasoning why they're not killing him right away, because they need to know who else knows who he is.
Look, Lines of Succession. I'm just going to say this. Lines of Succession, if the guy's dead and no one can succeed it, it doesn't matter who knows it at that point.
Listen, I hear what you're saying. This was written 80 years ago. I can't change it now. So
yeah, we're not arguing the point that it is.
I think it's absolutely
definitely not.
Wait, I think the next page is even dumber. So it's all right.
I actually tried to look up the songs he's talking about, and I can't even find. I don't even know what the.
I don't even know if they're real songs.
You know what? So. You described this stupid plan.
So, Batman's. Apparently all right, hold on.
Before you do that, the next page is literally just Robin and Alfred listening to Batman. Yeah. There's so many words on this page.
Apparently, Bruce Wayne turned on his receiver on his belt, and he's singing through it, and Robin realizes that he can't talk, so he can't respond to him. So the first thing he sings is he's humming the prisoner song. I don't know what that is. And Robin figures out that he's a prisoner. And then, oh no, the song has changed. Now Batman's humming There's a Small Hotel.
Yes.
And they figured that out. And then, this is where it really gets weird.
Then
he starts humming the beginning of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. And they can't figure that out. They're on the wrong track. And then Robin figures out that the beginning of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is Morse code for the letter V, which means it's the Victory Hotel. Da. He's a prisoner. Yeah. Da. I can't even argue. Like, I have no idea.
If you're curious about the songs, it's the Prisoner song by Vernon Dalhart.
I saw that. I have no idea what that is.
I don't want to say in case I'm wrong.
Right.
There's the other song is also There's a Small Hotel from the musical On Your Toes, if you're interested. And
so Robin knows all these songs just from Batman's humming?
I mean, they probably just sit around listening to the radio.
True. They do. That's how they get some of their crimes.
Yeah, and if you don't know what Beethoven's Fifth Symphony is, you are... Anyway.
Not only that, it's been in every cartoon. It's Bugs Bunny played it a million times. It's been around forever.
The first song my daughter learned on the
piano. Really? So you probably heard it thousands of times over and over and over again, yeah.
So, anyway. So, Robin figures out, with quotation marks, where Batman is, and then the Sheik wakes Bruce up and they're talking to him.
Before you get to that, when did that huge fin grow on the back of the Batmobile? Because that's huge.
You don't remember because you haven't read a comic in 2 months.
That's what had happened. Yeah, I don't know. I like it. Let's just say I like the big fin and the bat face on the front of the car. I know the bat face, the battering ram face, but I didn't realize the fin was that huge.
It does seem smaller, compact.
They almost smush the car down. But the
right, and put the fins the same size.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Anyway, they wake Bruce up, they interrogate him, and then they realize it's not him, right?
Yeah. No, they're getting ready to kill him, and Robin pops in.
Yeah, because it's not him. It's not the guy they're after. So they're going to kill him. Am I misremembering that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Bruce is pretending to be the guy, okay?
Yeah, Bruce just says, I'm never going to tell you. So they're like, oh, well, then we're just going to have to kill him.
I don't think they figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I just implanted that in my head because that makes more sense than falling for this. Whatever. They try to behead Bruce, but Robin comes in and stops him. Robin punches a guy in the face while Bruce struggles against his pain. Robin continues the fight. Bruce throws the taxicab outfit at one of the guys for some reason.
And he's got the mask on. I love when he does that, when he takes the face off and the mask is under it.
Yeah, you know what's even weirder? Because... Did he put the mask on afterwards?
No, I think he puts makeup on top of the mask, or a mask on top of
it. He disguised himself to look like Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
Do you see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's either has the mask in his pocket or something, or he has a mask of Bruce Wayne.
Over top of the mask of Batman. But is he Bruce Wayne or is he? Yeah, because
that looks like Bruce Wayne to me. I don't know.
He also didn't know he was going to be a cab driver that has to look, you know, like a from the Middle East or something.
Yeah, but he just keeps it in his.
I know this. They're all drawn since skin color, but Middle Eastern people have different skin than you know people over here. And Bruce Wayne is a pure white guy. There's no way he's going to be mistaken for a Middle Eastern guy.
See. When he spoke Arabic, they thought, oh, he must be him then. He speaks our language.
Okay. Maybe he bleached his skin.
Yeah. He just hasn't been in the sun. That's all. He's been, you know, in the house. Maybe he's ill. He got pale.
Whatever. The Sheik throws the sword at Batman, who catches it, and then he tries to run, but Batman throws the sword back, which cuts a curtain, which gets over and falls on top of him. Batman punches him in the back of the head. They go and visit the cab driver in the hospital. Yes. And he says, thanks for helping me. And then I guess he goes back to his homeland and becomes Sheik. And because he shows up and says, hey, kids, I'm the Sheik. And then they walk off into the desert at the end.
Well, you know, when you become the Sheik, you have to start calling everybody jabroni. And you have to hate Hulk Hogan, just so you know, when you become the Sheik. That's what you have to do. All Sheiks hate Hulk Hogan and call people jabroni.
Okay.
At least that's what I know about Sheiks from watching wrestling.
Yes. That is so. That story was dumb. I didn't like it.
It was easy to get through again because I don't know if it's the new format of the.
There were so many words in this.
I know.
One.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I flew through this whole comic book in less than an hour, and usually it takes me.
I will say this: it does look like they're using a larger font.
Maybe it's a larger font and less panels.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's definitely less dialogue for sure.
The panels used to be three across. So you would get nine panels. We're only getting six now.
Yeah. But they're still giving you less. It just means the colored backgrounds are just larger now.
True. They're just bigger colored backgrounds.
It just goes back to laziness. It's, you know what? They probably decided, yeah, we're not doing three panels anymore because we're going to do two because I don't feel like drawing any backgrounds. So we're just going to make the panels bigger.
So pretty soon it's just going to be, in the middle, they're going to do one whole page. They do that a lot too. But usually when they do the full pages, they do a lot of detail in those full pages.
It's to show off something.
Yeah. It's usually pretty good, actually.
Well, I didn't like that one. What did you think?
I thought it was silly. I definitely thought it was a goofy story. It didn't make a lot of sense, but.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hate it as a comic. I just, when I read it, I took it for, it was convoluted, but. It's comic book.
Oh, also that one was easier to read because it was a page. It was two pages shorter.
Was it two pages shorter? I also feel like I might have been on a high. I feel like I might have been on a high from that first story still because I liked that first story a lot. So I feel like this one got, you know, graded on a curve. Yeah, it got graded on a curve when I was reading it.
It is squeezed between a good story and a very short story.
Right.
So.
All right, anyway. So appearing in the Sheik of Gotham City.
Before we go into that lump, what did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I didn't hate it. Like I said, when I read them, I don't let that convoluted stuff ruin it for me just because I read it like it's a comic. You're gonna get
but it was crazy
that
enough that it made it hard to follow. Don't you think?
I don't. Only when we reviewed it. When I read it, and maybe like you said, maybe it was because. I was coming off a really good story, and I got through that one, so I don't know. But
all right, difference of opinions, as usual.
Feature characters, Batman and Robin. Supporting character, Alfred Beagle. Antagonist, Omar El Cobra. Other characters, City Ben Hassan and Ali Kabada. They're all single appearances. Locations, Baghdad. That's where we were. We were in Baghdad.
Were we? Because it didn't say that once.
Never said it once, but apparently this website
the person who edited that is just assumed.
He's like, oh, tents must be Baghdad.
Yeah, that's what happened there.
And it says locations, Gotham City, Wayne Manor, Batcave. Items, utility belt, vehicles, Batmobile. That's all it says on this one. All
right. I'm done with this one.
Did you know that sheiks in Dubai do not like the Flintstones? Did you know that?
No, I did not know the sheiks in Dubai did not like the Flintstones.
But the ones in Abu Dhabi do. Abu Dhabi do. Come on. That was the best sheik joke I could find. The other ones kept talking about, I just met an Arab with 10 cows. He was a milkshake. Come on, that one is worse.
For someone who said you weren't doing any jokes, folks, and when he started this, we've gotten two per episode.
Wait, here goes one. Why are the best belly dancers all Arabs? Because they know how to chic it.